Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the New Orleans Pelicans should replicate strength in numbers. As a person who's lived in New Orleans in the past, your Swamp Swami would like this post to be a special note to the NBA's New Orleans Pelicans and their management. The Pelicans were only given a 6% statistical probability of landing the number one pick last night during the NBA's annual draft lottery. Though six other NBA teams had a higher probability of drawing the number one position, the Pelicans literally came out of nowhere and now control the first pick in this June's NBA draft. That now means that the New York Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, Phoenix Suns, Chicago Bulls, Atlanta Hawks, and the Washington Wizards likely will not be able to select Zion Williamson, the freshman sensation from Duke University. Sometimes being lucky beats being good, right? Though it looked like the Pelicans' new general manager, David Griffin, looked quite stunned with the lucky break he had last night. We're going to have to teach you how to do the Benson Boogie next time, David. The people who love professional basketball in New Orleans and the Gulf South region were quite excited to hear the team's good fortune last night. The news is reporting that upwards of 2,000 requests for season tickets had occurred within a few hours of the team landing the first pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Now, whether the late Mr. Benson pulled a few strings for the team or that lucky charm that the general manager David Griffin clutched in his hand had anything to do with the Pelicans' lucky night, it's now time to get serious about what the basketball team should do. Long before last evening, the Pelicans had been dealing with the drumbeat that Anthony Davis, the team's number one pick from 2012, by the way, was steadfastly telling the team for months that he wanted out of the Crescent City in the final year of his contract. Suitors like the Los Angeles Lakers, Boston Celtics, and the New York Knicks were already lined up like buzzards on top of the Smoothie Center roof during the final months of this NBA basketball season. They're still there, too. First, Swampswami thinks that the New Orleans Pelicans should look to the success of the Golden State Warriors and their continued winning with strength in numbers. The Warriors' starters and bench players play hard on both ends of the court, and more importantly, freely share the basketball with any teammate who might have the better shot. The lack of selfishness up and down the Golden State roster is why they are still playing basketball right now, and the Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers have headed home after two rounds of the NBA playoffs this season. I believe that the first order of business for the Pelicans should be to let the NBA know, every team, that Anthony Davis is available, but only if the price is right. Now, that price should be a combination of high draft picks for the future and some talented young players who have shown a desire to play hard every night to help their team win. The last thing that New Orleans needs is to obtain more high school-type prima donnas who will want to take the next riverboat out of the CBD. New Orleans isn't, thankfully, one of the media-centric and star-studded cities where the immature players can spend their checks and feed their inflated basketball egos. I think that players from smaller colleges or smaller metropolitan areas might make a really good fit for New Orleans. There's plenty to do, obviously, but not the same bright lights that are found on the East and West Coast cities. When evaluating the current players being offered for Anthony Davis, the Pelicans should be wise to look for leadership and consistency in their output while they're playing in the professional ranks. A history of injuries or pouting on the bench isn't what this team needs as it seeks to replace one of the league's best players who, unfortunately, has become one of the league's newest crybabies this season, too. The Pelicans need a roster full of players who will give their all every night and get along with each other. Check and double-check any players being offered by the other teams, and regardless of their so-called talent level, eliminate anyone who has a history of whining and not getting along with the other players. Second, I think the Pelicans would be wise to also evaluate the possibility of what they might be able to get for this year's upcoming number one pick, who everyone assumes to be Zion Williamson. There is absolutely no doubt that the New York Knicks and their incredibly depressed fans might be willing to make the deal of the century for their own pick, the number three overall, and a few other players for swapping picks with the New Orleans Pelicans. The same rules apply, though. Only proven contributors without a history of whining need apply. Though fans of the Pelicans may disagree with even considering the chance of trading the number one pick this year, Zion Williamson, the objective for the team, though, should be to build a better team and pocket some high draft picks for the future. That's what the Boston Celtics have done recently. Despite their early exit from this year's NBA playoffs, the Celtics' incredible depth gives them the chance to withstand injuries of key players and keeps them a playoff contender for years to come. Isn't that what New Orleans basketball fans really want, though? The loyal sports fans in the area will go to battle with a team who's willing to roll up their sleeves and play hard every night with a chance to win it all. Having strength in numbers seems to have worked pretty well for the Golden State Warriors the past several years. The New Orleans Pelicans now control their own fate and have a rare chance to build a solid franchise for the next decade by making one or two key moves soon. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.